This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. For the sixth year in a row, Brothers Osborne have been nominated for a Grammy for Best Country Duo or Group Performance. Now, we won't find out till March if they've finally won that honor, but they have won several Country Music Association Awards and Academy of Country Music Awards in the past. And with the number of times the pair have been lauded in the genre, it would seem like a no-brainer that they're a central part of it. And while Brothers Osborne say they feel at home in country, they also have wider musical aspirations. You can hear that on their latest, more rocking third album, Skeletons. World Cafe's Nashville correspondent Jesse Scott chatted with TJ, who sings lead, and John, who plays guitar, at the end of December about where country music is headed and their place in that scene in Nashville and beyond. The duo also share whether they've ever felt jealous of each other's role in the band and why certain things are best left unsaid on stage, but definitely said on social media. Before we get to all that, let's start with a live version of the title track from their latest album. This is a recording of Brothers Osborne performing Skeletons.
Sun goes down. You've been talking in your sleep, and it's been going on for weeks. And I've been solving puzzle pieces. It's time to come to Jesus. You got skeletons in your closet. Pick with them. Now, I was born in the morning, but I was born yesterday. Dig into your inventory, it's gonna send me to an early grave. I don't know how they got there. It's getting under my skin. You got skeletons in your closet, and I got bones to pick with them.
That's a live version of the title track of Brothers Osborne's latest album, Skeletons. I'm Jesse Scott in Nashville for World Cafe with John and TJ Osborne. Welcome to the cafe. It's great to talk to you guys.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Can you each introduce yourselves so folks can tell who is who, although your voices are, you got that, yeah. You got that close harmony thing going on.
It's always a thing. I'm TJ. I'm the singer in the band.
And this is John. I'm the guitar player. But we do sound very similar on audio.
Well, congratulations are in order once again. You were nominated for a Grammy for Best Country Duo and Group Performance.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Always feels good.
Oh, totally. And I mean, you have had so many accolades through the years, nominated for Grammys a few times before, in addition to the wins that you've had at the Country Music Association Awards and the accolades from the Academy of Country Music. What does that sort of recognition mean to you?
You know, I think it's pretty wild to have those. It truly, I don't even really think about it that much until we do an interview and someone mentions it. John and I are so just kind of focused on making music and doing things we really love to do, you know. And I think those types of things are like those moments that you really have these wild dreams of achieving those things or obtaining those things. And not to mention, you grow up watching these award shows and dreaming of the day you could possibly be up there doing that, and then it happens. And you know, I think for me, one of the biggest takeaways that I just like to share with other people out there that are really trying to get to that level, and is just how close you really are. I mean, I didn't realize until we finally won an award or nominated for these awards how close we were actually to it the whole entire time until we actually did it. It wasn't really like it was this monumental avalanche of things. It was kind of these like really incremental changes that got us there. What it means to me is definitely, it's definitely just like an award for perseverance. So keep trying for those of you who are out there wanting to do this, it'll happen. Stick with it.
You were quoted as saying that you're here to stay in this genre. Let's talk about where country music is right now.
Country music is, just like any genre, is always evolving, you know, and there are a lot of great crossover artists that really focus on being able to bridge two genres together. But, you know, we love where we are in country music. I mean, we're a bit on the fringe already. I don't know maybe we're bridging rock and country. We don't know, but we don't really try to do anything but be ourselves. We're not out, you know, to prove the world how versatile we are and how, you know, different we are. We're just going to do what we do. And fortunately for us, it's country music where we feel the most at home.
This new record, Skeletons, has been described as more of a rock record. Can you speak to the process that brought you there?
Yeah, I mean, we knew with this record that our record before this was called Port St. Joe, and that record was pretty chill, and we were really proud of that record. In fact, that record was nominated. And but we knew going into this that I think John and I really, what we do best is perform live, and we've made a lot of our fans, I think, through our live performances, more so than radio play even. And so we really wanted to make a record that was really geared around that, something that we could perform in an arena, but we could maybe perform in a smaller setting as well, and it would still work. And the kind of catch there is, I think that we pulled that off, but we won't really know until we can actually go out and perform it live. So it's kind of a crazy time for that, but hopefully it does give our fans out there just a taste of what it would feel like to have the energy of a live show until they can actually get to see the real thing. But we wanted to be a lot more energy, a lot more moments with John featured on guitar, considering that, you know, we're comprised of me singing and my brother playing guitar. And we think that's kind of a unique thing that sets us apart, and particularly in our genre. And so there's an instrumental on there that it's the first time we've had an instrumental. It's really great. And there's a couple things on there that are really new.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that track, Muskrat Green. It's a electrified bluegrass track. How did that come to be?
you know, and we're such fans of bluegrass, huge fans of bluegrass, and that style of country guitar playing, you know, the chicken picking, quote unquote, style of country guitar playing, that you don't really hear a lot of that anymore. So we wanted to keep that alive, and we knew it would be something that our fans would love, and it would be something that would go great out on the road as well. And it just seemed to fit where we are right now in our careers, being able to take a risk like that.
Let's listen to a bit of it from the album Skeletons. This is Brothers Osborne on the World Cafe. Muskrat Green from the Brothers Osborne. Their new album is called Skeletons. John and TJ Osborne are my guests today. I'm Jesse Scott in Nashville for World Cafe. Let's talk about your time here in Nashville. What were your first impressions of the city when you moved here?
Oh, wow. It's just, I'm going to date myself talking about that. we moved to Nashville a long time ago, and it was probably, good Lord, I mean, I don't know, 20 years ago now for between me and John. And man, it has changed a lot since then. But it's so funny because Nashville has just really exploded recently into actually becoming kind of a bigger city. But John and I are from a little tiny rural town on the Chesapeake Bay in Maryland. And when I first came to Nashville, it seemed like New York City to me. I mean, I just was like, jaw dropped with like how big and like overwhelming it seemed, which is just kind of hilarious to think now, because now it's like twice the size. But you know, I loved it, and plus this just kind of this sense of wonder that it had. And we drove down Broadway and there's all these bands playing and these honky tonks, and it just seemed, you know, and it was definitely a moment too of when we come from our little town, we were the big fish in a small pond. And then you come here and it obviously that role flips and you just feel so overwhelmed. But I think most importantly, I think for John and I both, we felt very inspired, and the bar went really high. And I just would listen to these songwriters and I'd listen to these singers and guitar players and think, wow, like they are way better than I am. And I want to be as good as they are. And then it was just time to get in there and woodshed.
I love all of that. I think that it ups everybody's game being in such an incredible creative community. But I want to take you back to Deal, Maryland. When you were growing up, was there a music scene anywhere around you?
There wasn't much of a music scene in Deal, Maryland, where we grew up. But there was a huge music scene in the D.C. area. You know, the Appalachian Mountains runs right up through Maryland. And so there's, you know, like the Seldom scene. Danny Gatton, who's one of the best guitar players that have ever lived, is up from around that area. Roy Buchanan. There's a guy named Bill Kirchen, who played in Commander Cody. They did Hot Rod Lincoln, you know, and he lived not far from us. In fact, our dad did some plumbing at his house and traded that for some guitar lessons for me one time. So there was a bit of a sting, you know, in that respect. You know, I used to teach guitar at a place called Good Deal Bluegrass. And the D was D-E-A-L-E, because that was the town that we're in. A nice play on words, very subtle. And so we were around it. You know, our parents played a lot. So we were just surrounded by music at all times, even though it wasn't something that was very common where we grew up. But I think that really is a big part of why we are who we are. We had, you know, we're in this genre of country music, and we do feel like we're a part of the family and we love everybody, but we do feel like we're a little bit of outcasts as well. And that's how we were in our hometown. You know, we got along with everybody, and we, you know, we were like everyone's friends, everyone's family, but we were also just a little bit different. And, you know, and I think that's just how we'll be forever.
And did you sort out who played what in your house in jam sessions?
Not really. I mean, I just loved guitar. The second I picked up the guitar and learned the G chord, it was over for me. And I never really, I'm not a huge fan of singing. It never came naturally to me. And my heart was never in it. I do it mostly out of necessity because someone needs to sing harmony with my brother. And we sound good when we sing together because we're siblings. But TJ, the second he popped out of the womb, he had this deep baritone voice and could sing immediately. And I don't know, and, you know, he's a great guitar player as well, but his first love is singing. And it just kind of worked itself out. I mean, if you look back at, you know, our band Deuce and a Quarter, which was our family band with us and our dad, TJ played bass. He's a great bass player and upright bass player. And I played guitar and all the instruments because I don't know, I was probably just trying to show off. And he would sing and he just had a great voice immediately. So fortunately, you know, we're never really vying for the other person's position, which I think, you know, leads to levels of contention with certain bands. But for us, we're very happy with what we do.
Jesse Scott in Nashville for World Cafe. John and TJ of the Brothers Osborne are my guests. Their new album is Skeletons. The next song we're going to hear has an interesting array of name checks, from Townes Van Zandt to Zydeco to Hendrix. Might I ask if you listen to all of those?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you're right about what you know. And those are three things that are undeniably great, but not everyone loves them. And I think it's a really great reference for yourself because, you know, I think we have the tendency, particularly as musicians and as artists, or even just as people in general, to want everyone to like us. And that's just kind of, it's just unrealistic and a little narcissistic, you know? And I think once you get to that point to where you kind of let go, and it's okay for not everyone to like you and to just be proud of what you're doing and pay attention to those that do and focus on that and have fun, you know? And I think that was kind of the message there, is to mention those things that are really wonderful that not everyone loves.
Let's get to the song we've been talking about. This is a live recording you made for us of Not For Everyone. It's Brothers Osborne on World Cafe.
Some people clap on a 1 and 3. Some people clap on a 2 and 4. Some people don't join at all, cause they got no rhythm, and that's alright. Some people don't drink too much. Some people don't drink enough. Some people are just like me. I hope y'all forgiving. I'm like Scotch and Zydeco bands. I'm like Eastside Dan Van Zandt. I'm always speaking my mind, man. I'm better off biting my tongue. I'm a bad Joe at the wrong time. Hell, I'm a legend in my own mind. I'm good for some, but I'm not for everyone. If I was sweet tea, it'd be a bit bitter. If you took a drink, you might reconsider. If I was a church, I'd be hanging with the sinners, talking about Hendrix and heaven. If I was a bar, I'd be a dive, a free jukebox and a double wide, and neon lights saying come inside, and I'd be open 24/7. I'm like Scotch and Zydeco bands. I'm like Eastside Town Van Zandt. I'm always speaking my mind, man. I'm better off biting my tongue. I'm a bad Joe at the wrong time. Hell, I'm a legend in my own mind. I'm good for a song, but I'm not for everyone. Yeah, I'm hard to love, it's true. I'm a little more rough and smooth. It's a wonder I found somebody like me, like you.
I'm like Scotch inside a gold man's. I'm like these sometimes man's. I'm always speaking my mind when I'm better off biting my tongue. I'm a bad joke at the wrong time. Hell, I'm a legend in my own mind. I'm good for some, but I'm not for everyone. Yeah, I'm good for some, but I'm not for everyone.
The Brothers Osborne with a stripped-down version of Not For Everyone. Their new album is Skeletons. I'm Jesse Scott in Nashville for World Cafe, talking with TJ and John. Not For Everyone seems to be a mission statement of sorts. You seem very comfortable to be marching to your own drumbeat musically, politically, philosophically. Is there strength to go against the grain that comes out of your brotherhood?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we feel very lucky, or I feel very lucky personally, that we get to do this together. You know, it's a hard career to pursue for anyone. You know, there are times where one of us is just a bit over it. We're tired, we're exhausted, and the other one can just step in and pick up the pieces and pick up the slack. And also for us to be so aligned, you know, my brother and I always joke and say that we either agree 100% or we disagree 100%. Rarely is there a gray area. But when it comes to things like our political beliefs and our philosophy on life and our willingness to challenge people and our willingness just to be ourselves, despite the fact that it inherently makes us go against the grain, it's a lot easier when there's someone there to back you up. And I couldn't imagine doing it on my own.
Yeah. And I mean, and I will just kind of jump on that and say that sometimes when we're going against the grain, I mean, it's not even, we're not trying to. Like, I mean, it's hard. I mean, why would you want to do that? I mean, it's better just to go with the flow. But occasionally, it's just not right. And John and I think sometimes when we just think things are just inherently wrong, we don't even see it as a political issue. Sometimes it's a humanitarian issue, or it might be a thing where we just, it's really the way we were raised. Even though we were raised around a lot of people that had opposing views, we were raised to be outspoken and fight for what you believe in. And sometimes when that happens, you know, I think it's just not necessarily wanting to go against the grain as much as just not being silent when maybe someone has an opposing opinion. John and I mean, John's like my best friend. We disagree all the time. So I think if we can talk it out, not take things too personally, and just respect that we're all different.
I'm amazed at how outspoken you are in general via Twitter, the socials, in your songs as well. Is that difficult to do in the present climate?
I mean, right now, yes, it is difficult to do in the present climate, considering that you could say literally anything and it pisses somebody off. I mean, it's almost comical at times when John and I can tweet something, we'll say something nice and people somehow get just their feathers ruffled. And I think it goes back to that song a little bit, I'm Not For Everyone. It's one realizing it's okay. If you don't like what I said, that's totally, you have the right to do that. And so we just take it with a grain of salt and move on. Keep doing your thing. Not get distracted by all that.
But also, I think what people don't realize on social media is that you don't have to tune in. That's the thing. It's not like we're knocking on your front door and telling you what we think. We're just posting it. We're putting it out there just to let the world know how we feel. If we feel like something is wrong, if there's wrongdoing, you know, it's like sometimes it takes every fiber of our being to not say something, because that doesn't come naturally to us. And, you know, people say it would be smarter to say nothing. Yes, absolutely, it would be smarter to say nothing. But at the same time, but that's just who we are as people. We can't really avoid that.
Yeah, that's true. And I also, I mean, it is hilarious too with people and opinions and us on social media. It's like, we're not charging you a subscription. It's totally free. You can leave if you want to. The kind of catch is, I think a lot of people listen to music to zone all of those opinions out, even if it's an opinion you agree with. And I do feel like, especially at live shows, it is kind of the place to forget about the weight of the world, in my opinion. And so when we're performing at our shows, it's rare that we will ever talk about anything political or move some sort of agenda. In our minds, it is just about that experience of really bringing everyone together. And that's really one of the coolest things about music, and always will be, is to have a room full of people that have extremely broad opinions, but they have all come together for this one collective thing. And we try really, really hard not to disrupt that flow.
What we hear more than anything is, remember what happened to the Dixie Chicks, or they turn the term Dixie Chick and Dixie Chicked rather into some sort of verb. And you know, I'm like, I don't even respond to that, because that is so ridiculous. But I always think, I freaking love the Dixie Chicks, or now the Chicks, you know, but I love that band. I was a huge fan. I still am a huge fan.
I know.
So if we end up with the Dixie Chicks, yeah, sounds great.
We're going to dig into another live recording of a track from Skeletons, Hating Somebody. What inspired you to write it?
Everything we're talking about.
Yeah. You know, we wrote that song, I think it was in the beginning of 2019, right? What do you say? Or maybe 2018?
Yeah, it was in the summer of 2019. It was kind of right around, like, it was right at, like, when... I feel like the Black Lives Matter movement was really kind of firing up then. You know, it's weird. We like to think it was like a 2020 issue, but there was a lot of civil unrest and just a lot of, well, I mean, just in the middle of this political cycle, I mean, there was just, everything was just so tense all the time. And it's something I felt like John and I had talked about. We even needed to remind ourselves about that. Hey, you know, it's one thing to have an opinion, but when it gets to the point of hating, it doesn't do anything and there's no progress made. And just one of the lines out of there is, we need a paddle on the left and a paddle on the right, because we're all in the same damn boat. Hating somebody ain't never gotten anybody nowhere. And I really believe that.
Let's hear it. This is Hating Somebody from the Brothers Osborne.
You may never lock your shoes, you may never lock mine, may never be on chairs drinking beers, arm in arm singing Auld Lang Syne. But maybe we can meet somewhere in the middle, like string, string, a fiddle and a bow. You need a paddle on the left, a paddle on the right, cause we're all in the same damn boat. Hating somebody ain't never got nobody nowhere. It's a bad seed to sow, it's a dead end road when you go there. Making any headway that way ain't got no prayer. Hating somebody ain't never got nobody nowhere. No, 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 we're all going somewhere when we ain't here no more. Yeah, we're all going somewhere and we're all going through the same door now. Waking up and putting that smile on, beats the hell out of waking up there. It ain't how Grandpa always was, but it is what he always said. Now, stick a steppin' hillbilly in the middle of the city, gotta learn how not to throw stones. He didn't live long enough to hear this song, but he lived long enough to know, no, no. Hating somebody ain't never got nobody nowhere. It's a bad seed to sow, it's a dead end road when you go there. Making any headway that way ain't got no prayer. Hating somebody ain't never got nobody nowhere. No, no, no. Somebody ain't never got nobody nowhere. It's a bad seed to sow, it's a dead end road when you go there. making any headway that way. Ain't got no prayer. Hating somebody ain't never got nobody nowhere. I'm on nowhere, going somewhere. We ain't here no more. No, we're wrong, going somewhere. And we're all going through the same door. One more time now. We're all going somewhere. We ain't here no more. Yeah, we're all going somewhere. And we're all going through the same door.
That's a recording of Hating Somebody. I'm talking with the Brothers Osborne. John and TJ Osborne have been my guests today on World Cafe. The new album is Skeletons. I'm Jesse Scott in Nashville. Thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's good to see you again.
More in a moment on World Cafe.